Good morning. Today is Monday, the 6th of January. My name is Chris Hutton, and this is the first Risk Alert for 2025. The Risk Alert is a service for CRA subscribers brought to you every Monday morning at 7 a.m. by the CRA, helping you make better decisions. In this week's Risk Alert, we begin with the incoming Trump administration and geopolitical considerations for South Africa. Next, we examine the ANC's prospects in the context of underperforming municipalities. The state of Transnet, the binding constraint on economic growth, follows. We then unpack the immediate regional risks that South Africa will face in 2025 and close with a look at China's flagging growth prospects. Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the 47th President of the United States on the 20th of January. His election has engendered much nervousness abroad regarding his potential disruptive impact on global trade and geopolitics, with swathes of commentary focusing on quote-unquote heightened uncertainty. However, some cornerstones can be regarded as certain. They include a more transactional U.S. diplomatic and trade stance, a predisposition towards domestic concerns and interests, and more strident action against countries perceived to be acting directly or indirectly against U.S. interests. Furthermore, where bilateral relations between the U.S. and some nations are positive, these will be strengthened. Where the U.S. can extract concessions, it will do so. Should Mr. Trump feel he and his country are not afforded what he considers the adequate level of respect and benefits, he will not shy away from conflict or the threat of conflict to rectify matters. The prospect of increased U.S. tariffs on some imports is also highly likely for 2025, as are other forms of trade pressure on countries that are used to circumvent tariffs on Chinese manufactured goods and components. South Africa is at particular risk in the second Trump era because it has already attracted the unfavorable bipartisan attention of Congress. With the Republicans in firm control of the government and both houses of Congress, leading members of the party are already exerting pressure on the incoming administration to expel South Africa from beneficial trade agreements such as the African Growth and Opportunity Act if Pretoria does not adjust its stance on China, Iran, Israel, and Russia. Jobs in South Africa's car manufacturing and citrus industries would be particularly at risk if AGOA access were revoked. Although South Africa's diplomatic representatives have sought to downplay tensions and assure the US of their desire for a stable and mutually beneficial relationship, the incoming Trump administration is likely to be less indulgent of countries like South Africa that work actively to expand their relationships with nations the US considers hostile actors, while at the same time working actively to undermine important US allies such as Israel. We flag the risk that the Trump administration could go so far as to redefine its strategic relationship with South Africa to view the country as an adversary rather than as an uncertain ally. This would force South Africa to choose sides in the geopolitical power struggle between states that are broadly open and democratic versus those that are closed and autocratic, contrary to its stated intention to maintain a non-aligned posture. However, a risk for the US is that it alienates so many nations it historically regards as friendly that it drives them into the waiting embrace of China and its BRICS satellites, weakening the US position rather than strengthening it. The ANC's decline in performance from the 2019 to 2024 general elections notwithstanding, the African National Congress remains the largest single political party in South Africa. Whether most party members decide to support the ANC's continued participation in the Government of National Unity, or GNU, or prefer the radical populist path that the MK Party or the Economic Freedom Fighters offer, will determine South Africa's future growth prospects. Conflict within the ANC will be brought into focus by the 2026 local government elections, which precede the party's 2027 leadership election. The service delivery issues that blight those metros and municipalities which the ANC governs, often as part of a coalition, threaten to become a millstone around the party's neck and a risk to incumbent party officials. However, our assessment is that in most cases, local government service delivery will not improve significantly in the run-up to the elections because party officials will be distracted by internal jostling while also lacking the ability to effect meaningful improvements. Families and businesses living in those towns will see their problems being lost in the noise and dust of the ANC's 2027 party leadership race. Current South African Deputy President Paul Mashatile, Party Chairperson Gwede Mantashe, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi, and Party Secretary General Fikile Mbalula are those most likely to contest to succeed Cyril Ramaphosa as party leader. To counter Jacob Zuma's MK party, especially in the KwaZulu-Natal province, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu's name has also come to the fore. So far, Mr. Mchunu has performed well in his latest portfolio. He also did an adequate job as Water and Sanitation Minister and previously served as KZN Premier from August 2013 to May of 2016. One of the major problem areas afflicting the South African economy, logistics, will occupy most of the GNU's focus and resources in 2025. State-owned company Transnet, which enjoys an effective monopoly on the country's ports and railways, severely inhibits the potential of sectors such as mining, agriculture, manufacturing, and construction to expand. Given the country's ample supply of minerals crucial to green energy technology and electric vehicles, the shortcomings of South Africa's logistics sector continue to limit the country's opportunities for job creation and revenue. Instead of future-proofing and taking advantage of South Africa's natural resources, Transnet's ongoing struggles act as a brake on economic activity. For the 6 months through September in 2024, Transnet recorded a 2.2 billion rand loss. For the same period in 2023, a 1.6 billion rand loss was racked up. However, this year we expect some progress in Transnet's operational performance. In December, the government published a blueprint for opening access for private operators to the country's rail networks. In the best case, these private operations will kick off in April. Despite its debt burden and underinvestment in infrastructure, for the 6 months through September, Transnet managed to increase rail volumes 3.2% year on year. The massive backlogs experienced at the ports of Cape Town and Durban, especially at the end of 2023, have not been repeated, the consequence of the acquisition of more cranes and truck brackets. Presuming the current course of maintenance can be maintained, security strengthened, and that the board is not subjected to political interference as previous executives were, 2025-26 will see a slow but steady upward trajectory for the company. According to the United Nations, African governments' debt servicing costs reached the $9 billion mark in 2024. The organization has also established that over 60% of governments on the continent spend more on debt servicing than they do on healthcare. The difficult balance between providing services on the one hand and getting a handle on large debt burdens will come into sharper focus in 2025 for many African governments. In 2024, an attempt by the Kenyan government to increase taxes triggered widespread protests. The protests were driven largely by the country's youth. While sub-Saharan Africa will be one of the global regions with the largest and youngest populations over the coming century, younger citizens will have less patience with liberation movements turned governing parties. Should governments be unable to unlock higher GDP growth rates and a general improvement in the quality of living, more unrest, protests, and coups will take place in Africa in the coming years. The combination of these will pose clear risks to South African and international business interests and operations on the continent. And finally, China's domestic economic growth headaches are likely to persist in 2025. Long-range forecasts by the Center for Economic and Business Research have gradually shifted the date when the Chinese economy is expected to overtake that of the US into the future. A 2015 forecast projected that this would occur around 2025. A 2019 forecast pushed the date out to the early 2030s, and the 2024 forecast expects that it will take until mid-century to happen, if indeed it happens at all. This is a result both of stronger than expected growth in the US and slower than expected growth in China. If China's weakening persists, this adds impetus to the case for South Africa to ensure it preserves preferential trade access to US markets, improves its diplomatic relations with that country, and takes advantage of other nations' needs for South African exports. That is all from us for this week. We wish you a successful week ahead, and we'll be back with you next week, Monday morning at 7 a.m. sharp, with the latest risk alert.